Grammar Girl here. Today, I'm announcing the top 5 Grammar Girl pet peeves of 2008.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
About a month ago, I asked Grammar Girl listeners to submit their pet peeves for consideration for the Peeves of 2008 list, and boy, do you have a lot of pet peeves. What surprised me most was how little overlap there was between all your peeves. I expected there to be clear winners, but there weren't. I don't know if you read other people's comments and decided not to post if your peeve was already there, or if you're all so different that everyone just has his or her own peeve. Some of your annoyances did fall into groups, like classic errors and political speech, so I did try to make sure that those groups were represented in the final list. Before we get to the final list, I have an honorable mention for Joshua Hyman, whose complaint didn't make the list but did make me laugh. He complained about people making up words like conversate and pronunciate, and noted that it needed to terminate, not stopitate. And now onto the list. At number 5, we have carelessness. You hate seeing errors in professionally produced materials. You hate seeing errors in comment posts where other people are talking about their peeves. And most of all, you hate it when people call you pedantic for caring about language. So number 5 on the 2008 pet peeves list is a careless attitude about language. Number 4 is misuse of the word myself. Many of your pet peeves fall into the classic category, the kind of language errors we hear year in and year out and aren't particularly special to 2008. You hate it when people misuse less and fewer, use the wrong version of your and their, mispronounce words such as especially and espresso, and when people have verbal tics such as using like every 4 words. The biggest pet peeve in this category, the one that's number 4 on our list, is when people misuse the word myself. Send the message to Squiggly and myself is wrong. It's send the message to Squiggly and me. Myself and Bob are going to the meeting is wrong. It's Bob and I are going to the meeting. Number 3 on our list is overuse of the word tapped, as in Obama tapped so-and-so for Secretary of Lawn Mowing. Peeves about political speech were rampant this year. Many of the suggestions for peeve of the year that I received had some connection to the election. People were annoyed that politicians altered their pronunciation to sound folksy, misused the word enormity, spoke about an historical election, misused Democrat as an adjective, and overused phrases like double down and team of rivals. But the winner in the political speech category is the overuse of the word tapped. The Oxford English Dictionary includes a definition meaning to appoint for the word tap, but it also indicates that the use is a U.S. colloquialism, meaning it's questionable to use it in formal situations. All through the election, we heard about people being tapped for positions, and it's only gotten worse with Obama making so many recent appointments. There's nothing technically wrong with using tap in this way, and I know it's a short word that can fit nicely into a tight headline, but I'd like to suggest to headline writers that there are other words they might consider using, including appointed, selected, chose, and designated. As an aside, I think it's amusing that another slang meaning of the word tap is to arrest someone. The meaning comes from police tapping people on the shoulder right before they arrest them. Let's hope the people being tapped for political positions aren't eventually tapped in that other sense of the word. Number 2 on the list of 2008 pet peeves is the phrase baby bump. When I read Erica Podegrass's suggestion of this phrase for the peeve of the year, I knew it had to be on the list. It's not in any regular dictionary, but the Urban Dictionary, a site where people can enter their own definition for terms, calls a baby bump the protruding abdominal bump from a woman's stomach when she becomes noticeably pregnant. The Celebrity Baby blog did a story back in March about the origins of the term, and they believe it started in Britain about 4 years ago. But it seems to them that the phrase is gaining popularity, and it seems to me that it's being overused. All year we were hearing about baby bumps on Jennifer Garner, Angelina Jolie, Ashley Simpson, and various other celebrities who may or may not be pregnant. Some people think it's cute and descriptive, but to me it sounds so descriptive as to be childish. like when someone asks for a purple snow cone instead of a grape snow cone. And finally, the top pet peeve of 2008 is the use of the word sleigh as a noun. Fred Feierstein from New York first pointed out the trend to me. For example, a recent headline from Fox News read, "Sleigh suspect Amanda Knox stars in feature film in jail," which prompted Fred to ask, "Sleigh suspect? Shouldn't it be slaying suspect?" And once Fred pointed it out, he and I both kept seeing more examples. For example, CBS News wrote, "New Jersey sleigh suspect confesses." The Boston Herald wrote, "Fair found guilty in cabbie sleigh." And the use seems common at the New York Daily News, which has repeatedly used sleigh this way. It seems to be confined to headline writing for now, so I'm guessing that the writers are using it to save space, but it's just plain wrong. In every one of those headlines, sleigh is being used as a noun or in the place of a gerund, such as slaying. But I dutifully checked all my dictionaries, and the only definition of sleigh as a noun has something to do with weaving and looms. Sleigh is a verb, to slay, meaning to kill. Someone can be a slayer, and an incident can be a slaying, but to say someone is a sleigh suspect isn't good English. Substitute some other noun to see how silly this use is. You wouldn't say Adidas is selling more run shoes, or shoot suspect evades police. So in the hopes of stopping this trend before it becomes more widespread, I name the misuse of sleigh as the top Grammar Girl pet peeve of 2008. So there you have it. The top five Grammar Girl pet peeves of 2008 are carelessness, misuse of myself, overuse of tap, the term baby bump, and the use of sleigh as a noun. Thanks to everyone who submitted a peeve. I enjoyed reading through them, and I'll use many of them as topics for future shows, or even more likely as topics for the grammar tips that now come out in the daily email newsletter. Despite all the peeves in the world, 2008 was a great year. Last week, iTunes named Grammar Girl one of the best podcasts of 2008. So thank you to everyone who left 5-star reviews at iTunes. None of what I do would be possible without the amazing support listeners have provided over the years. And finally, I don't do this alone, so I need to thank all the people who help. Dan Feierabend does the sound production on the show every week and makes sure the podcast and transcript get posted where they need to be. Sherilyn Feierabend is my part-time assistant and, among other things, helps manage our increasingly complex production schedule and the flood of email messages listeners send every week. Bonnie Trenga and Steve Thornton are my copy editors and do their best to keep me from making stupid mistakes. And Richard Rohr is the director of digital business development. Most of his work is behind the scenes, but most recently, he made it possible for us to start delivering daily grammar tips by email. The awards Grammar Girl receives are as much theirs as they are mine. That's all. Thanks for listening.